Ellen G. White's attitude toward her work. 30. Are there E.G. White writings which are not inspired? No claim is made by Ellen White for inspiration of words used in ordinary, everyday conversation or in the purely biographical accounts. This is illustrated by Spiritual Gifts, Volume 2, published in 1860, as contrasted with Spiritual Gifts, Volume 1, published in 1859. A. Authority of Volume 1, The Great Controversy Vision. Opening words, The Lord has shown me that, and I saw that. Spiritual Gifts 1, 17. I then looked and saw. Again I looked and saw. B. Volume 2, The Biographical Account. In preparing the following pages, I have labored under great disadvantages, as I have had to depend in many instances on memory, having kept no journal till within a few years. In several instances, I have sent the manuscripts to friends who were present when the circumstances related occurred, for their examination before they were put in print. I have taken great care and have spent much time in endeavoring to state the simple facts as correctly as possible. I have, however, been much assisted in arriving at dates by the many letters which I wrote. C. Appendix Statement. A special request is made that if any find incorrect statements in this book, they will immediately inform me. The edition will be completed about the 1st of October, therefore send before that time. The Sacred and the Common. The information given concerning the number of rooms in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium was given, not as a revelation from the Lord, but simply as a human opinion. There has never been revealed to me the exact number of rooms in any of our sanitariums, and the knowledge I have obtained of such things I have gained by inquiring of those who were supposed to know. In my words, when speaking upon these common subjects, there is nothing to lead minds to believe that I receive my knowledge in a vision from the Lord and am stating it as such. When the Holy Spirit reveals anything regarding the institutions connected with the Lord's work or concerning the work of God upon human hearts and minds, as He has revealed these things through me in the past, the message given is to be regarded as light given of God for those who need it. But for one to mix the sacred with the common is a great mistake. In a tendency to do this, we may see the working of the enemy to destroy souls. But there are times when common things must be stated, common thoughts must occupy the mind, common letters must be written and information given that is passed from one to another of the workers. Such words, such information, are not given under the special inspiration of the Spirit of God. Questions are asked at times that are not upon religious subjects at all, and these questions must be answered. We converse about houses and lands, trades to be made, and locations for our institutions, their advantages and disadvantages.